Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Menko.
I've told all my kids, I'll give you $10,000 extra if you elope.
First of all, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Do not elope. There's no need for a
full-fledged wedding.
You're saying
elope.
Yeah, elope, yes.
Do not elope.
Well, elope.
Are we still in moral victory mode?
You've turned Moral Victory Monday into, well, at least they don't suck.
Yeah.
Which is Moral Victory Monday.
Or can we start dealing with the 1-3 reality that is the Patriots?
Sitting back. They make a mistake. Boom, I got Brady right down the field. Touchdown, game over. You're not that anymore. So if you have an opportunity to go win a game rather than trying not to lose a game. What's the difference?
I know crappy football teams. I don't think they're a bad, completely dysfunctional team. And I'm not sure I felt that way a week ago.
Lou Merloni.
I like to call him Heine.
Christian Fourier.
This is a bad idea, Bill. If Lou was on the staff,
this is a stupid idea.
Is that what I was saying?
Yeah.
Megan Ottolini.
Taylor Heineke.
Get him. I didn't know he... Yes.
It's Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
I love Taylor Heineke.
I like to call him Heine.
W-E-E-I.
Boy, we could tell. Holy smokes. What do you say, everybody? We say Fourier.
Hello, Lou.
What do you say there, Taylor Heineke?
No Heineke to New England.
No, because we just saw this. Tom Pelissero, the Patriots, are expected to sign Garrett Gilbert to the practice squad per source. Given the injuries they have, obviously, Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer, you got one guy in Bailey Zappi. Garrett Gilbert. Did we bring up Garrett Gilbert's name somehow?
Yeah, yesterday we did. Because we were going through, Andrew Callahan was speculating in the Boston Herald about who... Among the available quarterbacks, the first name, of course, was Cam Newton, who our friend Christian was very high on.
Yes, yep.
And we were like, nah, well, there's also Garrett Gilbert.
Ooh, yep. So we didn't spend much time on
Gilbert.
Him, is kind of like the point, right? Because, let's see, six-round pick, 2014, 31 years old, 6'4", 230.
Wow, 31?
Yeah, 6'4", 230. The last 4 years, I would say Carolina, he's got into a game, he's... Got into a game against Cleveland. He started a game for Dallas.
Ah, man, I have no clue.
Where has he been for the last, 10 years?
Last year?
I don't have a clue.
He was in Washington with the Commanders.
Yep.
Is that what they're called?
He was backing up Heineke.
Yep, backing up Heineke. And he's got two career starts. He's lost them both. 57% completion percentage, one touchdown, one pick. So this is your emergency warm body. Are you happy with that one?
It's fine.
Who cares?
It's fine.
I mean, really.
It's a moral victory. You lost, but you almost won. Awesome! It doesn't matter. I said warm body and I meant it.
That's a warm body.
He's a little bit, I don't know how old Cam Newton is, but I feel like they're in that same, area code as far as age. But that's fine. The guy's got some starts in him. He's not going to completely just freak out. At least you hope he doesn't. You can give him a small game plan. He should be able to handle it. You can throw him in there right now. He'll get the practice squad reps.
He was with the team, right, in the spring? Was it last year, last couple years, or practice squad?
I believe it was the 2021 training camp. But on May 12, 2022, Lou, the Raiders released Gilbert after trading for Patriots backup Jared Stidham.
All right. So Josh is working with him a little bit, right, which is the Patriots.
And then traded for Stidham and said, see ya, Garrett.
Stidham. Okay, there you go. All right. So you feel good about it.
What's a little curious to me, so he was with the Giants most recently, right?
He's never with the Giants.
Oh, he wasn't with the Giants.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I mean, okay. So the I guess the only thing that the I guess the I guess the you know, difficult thing would have been for them to go into this game without anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Because I actually felt, but I think the odds of Zappe getting hurt, I think, are pretty high based on his just, he's just young, you know? And it's funny because, like, you know, I don't know, somebody wrote a story in the Globe about, you know, get to know, you know, Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, yeah, we got to know him yesterday.
And I was like, yeah, we got to know him a little bit. And they started talking about, you know, like his Wonderlic score. You know, it was a 35.
Is that good?
Well, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick had a 48.
Yeah, but that's like the best ever.
No, it's not one the best ever, but hell, you know, Ben Watson had like a 48.
Who's so the guy that
can you explain
that got like
what
a
the
six?
Score is?
Well, the Wonderlic, so I ended up taking the stupid Wonderlic test.
Oh, my God.
I started doing it. I didn't even finish it. That's
so
how.
So do you have to take it?
You first of all, I thought they got rid of it because it was culturally biased.
So for people in the audience who are not aware of what the test is,
it's a basic aptitude test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these things are the same. Okay, if you fold this box, which corner does corner A attach to, or something stupid like that?
I hate those kinds of questions.
A is to B, as B is to C. Uncertain, yes or no?
Does it have the question of, like, there's 30 people in a room, how many of them have the same birthday?
Mm.
That stupid question?
No, the other one that I read was, okay, you spent $725 on cell phones. The new cell phone was $250. No, a store sold $750 of cell phones. The new one was $250. The used ones were $75. How many new ones did they sell, and how many used ones did they sell?
Oh, my God.
Let me worry about Y equals MX plus B.
Yeah, so obviously it's not that important for position, for non-quarterbacks, right?
Because remember, I said that one?
No, yeah, that's why I tapped out.
A couple guys got six, so Frank Gore got a six. So
you know who else?
Wait,
Vince
who
Young.
Cares?
What's
Vince
it
Young.
Out of? Is it out of 50?
I think it's out of 50.
150.
Yes.
Oh, it's under 150?
No, 1-250.
Oh, yeah,
1-250. Yeah, so Gore got a six.
A six?
Yeah, and the quarterback, Vince Young got a
Vince
six.
Young got a six.
So I think the quarterback is more important.
Right?
The quarterback's probably
you
want the quarterback.
Ben Watson got a 48.
Mike Mamula, who was a bust,
right.
Got a 49.
Yeah.
See, position players, though, you're like,
is it all math questions?
He's a DN. He was a DN.
That's what I mean. I mean, quarterbacks, you probably need the smarts to figure out defenses and run plays and stuff. Frank Gore's like, give me the ball, dude.
He doesn't
care. I'm running and getting hit the hole. I don't care. What do you want me to get, a four? I don't care.
So,
give me the ball.
So, like, I guess, like, 35 is, I guess, you know, you're not going to be the high level of 48, but that was, I guess, pretty good.
Right. Christian, what did you get?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, come on.
I have no idea.
You remember, it's like your SAT scores for football.
They don't tell you what your Wonderlic score is.
So how does
unless
he get
unless
you're
out drafted.
There?
So actually, does Google the Christian Fourier Wonderlic score N/A not applicable?
That's right.
He didn't finish it.
So did you like not
I didn't finish it.
He didn't finish it. He walked out of the room.
You forgot to put your name in the test?
Yeah. I was like, I knew I was getting drafted early, so I was like, screw the stupid test.
All right, listen, we're going to talk to Alex Cora for the last time this year at 2:30 and put that season to bed. And then at 3 o'clock, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, Westwood One, calls game for the Eagles as well. So we'll talk a little football, go around the league with Ross. But Fourier came in all hot because he felt like he sort of slept on this whole like moral victory Monday thing. Now here we are on a Tuesday, and it's bothering you how much momentum that's getting, the moral victory.
Well,
thing,
no,
you're really pissed off about the moral victory thing.
I feel like there needs to be a discussion about this because everybody is using it and is like and accepting it as part of the process. I just feel like, is this where we're at now?
Yes.
Because, you know, I do understand, yes, Matthew Slater, moral victories, you know, happen and people accept them. Not here. Like, nobody talks about moral victories here. Nobody talks about, like, what could have been. Nobody talks about, interpretation of the game and how we should feel better about ourselves because we did so many other things well. I actually felt like Miami should have been a moral victory then.
No.
That should have been a moral victory. Baltimore should have been a moral victory. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's just, I just feel like this is where you're at now with the moral victory. It's so acceptable to use it as an excuse make yourself feel better about your circumstances.
This is exactly where you are. Like, the teams you're talking about, there's no such thing as a moral victory because you should have won every week. You know, this football team, you went into Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers with a third-string quarterback and lost in overtime. You weren't expected to win. So, yeah, that's a moral victory.
You went into Miami, spent a whole week there. Exactly, and you almost won. I mean, other than a couple plays, right, Lou? Other than the second series, your quarterback got sacked. They picked it up. That was a touchdown.
You had thought was the better quarterback of the two.
Well,
and you went down to Miami where you always lose with your starting quarterback.
Not according to you.
No, not according to me.
Why isn't Miami considered a moral victory, yet Green Bay is not? You lost 20.
That.
I'm answering. You lost 20. This is the nonsense and the silliness that exists. that suddenly like moral victories are accepted and you can talk about them like they're real things. And I have to be, I'm not gonna be like the whole sport hardo here, but it does, it is kind of comical to me is all.
Do you accept moral victories in other franchises in the National Football League?
I just don't think they exist. I don't think they exist at all. If you are
a
loser, then you rely on moral victories to get you through
the week. I would say this.
That
okay?
is how I feel about
your moral victory. Okay, that whole Monday thing is now over. You will not hear moral victory until, what is it, week 11 when they play the Bills? Like, that's it.
I don't think you'll hear it then.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, the only chance you have is against teams that you look at and you say, you really shouldn't win this game. There's no such thing as a moral victory if you lose to the Lions or the Bears or the Jets or the Colts even or Cleveland, you know. In any of those teams.
But wouldn't starting third string rookie Bailey Zappe allow that criteria to be met?
Again, no one is going to say that, hey, listen.
Not my opinion.
I almost feel like franchises, football teams, any sport, any level really, that allow themselves to admit that, you know, we feel pretty good about the loss. And we feel like it's a moral victory. Actually saying it. Now, most guys on the team will say it's a moral victory without actually saying moral victory is my point. These things we never admit to. I can tell you I feel good about our position based on how strong and how tough we played, and that was a gritty win, and man, we didn't have a chance after our second string quarterback went down on the road. And then Bailey Zappe had to play. Like, I can tell you that. But coming out in defense of the team, coming out in defense of your circumstances, using the excuse of moral victory, I just think it's a loser's mentality, period.
Okay.
And I don't think there's any gray area, Lou.
But, Christian, can you accept that there are different levels of losses?
Yes, ma'am.
That there are really bad losses?
Thanks, Bailey.
And so maybe we can call this, instead of a moral victory, can we call it a good loss? A good loss. Like, everything was stacked against you. Your team came out, showed some guts, flashed some young players, Marcus Jones, Jack Jones, is like having real potential for this season, not just next season or the season after, but this season. And, you know, your third string quarterback is in there going up against Aaron Rodgers. Can't we say this was already possibly looking at from the beginning of the season, scheduled loss? Like, we talk about in leagues, oh, that's a scheduled win, or this is a scheduled loss because it's going to be a back-to-back in an NBA season or whatever. This was essentially a scheduled loss against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Again, have your coaches said that?
I'm just saying, I'm not a coach.
Have any of your coaches said that to you? You're an athlete, Mega.
No, if I said that, they would say, shut the hell
have
up.
Have they said it to
lap.
You?
No.
Go to class in your uniform is what they ever told you.
Listen,
can't you say that this is at least a better loss? If they had gone in there and smoked out 31-3, we'd be sitting here going like, they're doomed.
So let me ask you, we've done Moral Victory Monday before.
As a joke, but now it's real.
No, not as a joke. I mean, I think there has been some moral victories.
No, we.
Because here's the thing.
We have done it.
Yeah.
Last year against the Bucks, Tom Brady, that was a moral victory.
They did it. The players don't do it.
Christian, you say it's like a losing
mentality. Have you ever heard the players do it?
Well, what does that tell you?
Kendrick Bourne did it.
What does that tell you?
They're losers.
That Matthew Slater is talking like that. It's reality. You're talking about loser mentality, and we've never acted like that before. Well, again, it's changing times. This is a rebuilding organization that's trying to find their way and went into Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers and lost in overtime with a third-string quarterback who's never played. Like, again, there's no such – they won't have a moral victory if they lose to Detroit or any of these next teams. The next opportunity you have will be against Buffalo. If you lose to Buffalo in overtime or something like that or by three right at the end – that'll be another moral victory because that's the reality of what your team is right now. That's just who they are right now. They're not a contender.
Listen,
Week 13.
I know where they're at. I would say that they're better than that. Like, they're better than the acceptance of moral victories. They're classier than that. Like, those are four teams that have never won anything. I do. I feel like they're more involved.
What has this team won?
Patriots. We're a different level of organization. Honestly, that is such exceptionalism bullcrap.
But what did you just say?
Sorry, too many syllables.
Exceptionalism.
I'm just saying, other than the coach and the front of the jersey, what has this team ever won? Honestly, what has this team ever won?
I still think the foundation is there.
Bourne and Parker and Aguilar and you know, Mac Jones and the two running backs, the tight ends. What have any of these guys ever won?
Okay, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, you just said they act like they're too good for it.
The foundation and the leadership doesn't allow that type of mentality.
The leadership
it's hammered
behind
into you.
Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
I start. See, I back me in the corner on that one. I want to get back into this too. No, it's more about Bill
because maybe it is Bill. And if you've heard him the first two or three weeks,
and Bill
is
awesome.
It sounds like he's allowing moral victories because he's talking about not results, talking about process. So that's the mentality of his team. We'll get more into that as well. I want to get your thoughts. Moral victories. Do you believe in them? Was this really a moral victory, or does it piss you off like Fourier? 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Alex Cora in the bottom of the hour, Ross Tucker at the top at 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, we showed a lot of character tonight. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been as proud of a group as I am tonight. Just to go out there with everything that was going on in the game, all the odds stacked against us, to come out and compete says a lot about who we are. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. We wanted to win the game. I mean, we don't really say this is a moral victory because this is National Football League, but you know, I think we can build upon this.
Matthew Slater, after the game, bringing up that word. Well, two words, I should say. Moral victory.
But he didn't actually say it was, right?
Well, yeah, man.
I feel like he wanted to. He wanted to, but he didn't say it, right? Correct? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. I feel like he didn't say it.
The judges have ruled yes.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. We wanted to win the game. I mean, we don't really say this is a moral victory because this is National Football League, but you know, I think we can build upon this.
I'm going to go with no. I don't think he said
it. I'm going to go yes because when I hear but, that's an admission that actually the thing I just said is about to actually be true.
But this is the National Football League.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
They can build on that. The bot kind of gets me. Let's go to Jerry and Keene because he's got a little take on this as well. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, you know, I agree with you and Mago. I think Fourier, when he says, no, that's a loser's mentality. If anybody in the right mind thought that the Patriots were going to go into Green Bay, an NFC powerhouse, and push them into overtime, I don't know what else you would call that. Maybe it's a miracle loss, if Fourier wants to call it that. But I believe in that. That was definitely a moral victory. They proved something, and like Slater said, it's something for them to build on.
Exactly.
It's a new age.
I feel like I'm borrowing.
You're
it's
a new crawling age. Crawling out of your.
I'll
seat.
Say this.
I'm amazed
see,
to at me, this. It's I
like,
really am.
I go two ways though, because it's like you know, I think it is a moral victory, but like the Volans side of it, like now I'm optimistic about this team. Given what I've seen, I can't go there. You're 1-3 and you're on your third string quarterback. And you've said the soft part of your schedule coming up that you're supposed to clean up house, a clean house rather, and kind of get back into this thing. That I think it makes it a lot harder for you. But given the circumstances, Matthew Slater's not talking moral victories 7 years ago because you were good. There's no such thing. They're not good anymore. And
but
that's the reality.
Have you, I mean, there's a lot
and
of crappy teams in you know in the National Football League and college, crappy teams. Have you ever heard a team, a player mention, even just utter the words like moral victory? Have you ever heard? I haven't heard it. And I know people use it as an explanation.
But you have a problem with
a
player, which I understand, or do you have a problem with us calling it one?
I have a problem with really everybody because it's like suddenly moral victories are like just like a casual like word that people use to describe the Patriots.
Well, get used to it. I'm just around here, I think.
Christian.
Honestly.
What does Slater do? In the locker room after a moral victory.
Oh, a moral victory. Oh, well,
he can't do the all-yeah.
He can't do the all-yeah.
It's not a real victory.
But he's got to do something because it feels like you won, right?
Like, hey, fellas, we didn't win tonight.
Yeah.
But we certainly accomplished. We certainly made progress in
yes.
this season.
I would
we
think,
found some things out about ourselves,
yeah.
gentlemen.
Yes. Everybody, circle up. I'm going to give you an all-yeah. It's going to be real quiet.
No. I'm just going
to
give you a
to be, yeah.
See, here's the thing. I don't know if you circle up for a moral victory.
No, you do.
I think Matthew Slater goes around individually. And gives that little speech, like, hey, that's okay, man. Something to build on. Something to build on. It's okay.
No, I think he actually, the moral victory, oh, yeah, sounds like that. Hey, guys, shh.
Bring it in.
Don't tell Bill.
Bring it in.
I'm just, everybody, how do we feel about almost winning but losing? I feel like we're building something special. Eh, maybe. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm three.
No, you don't get the oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Everybody whispers it?
Yeah, what do you say? Do you say, oh, yeah?
Almost.
I like that one. Now, to Mego's point, which yesterday she was talking about, you know, feeling a little bit better, you know, a little optimism. I saw this, according to Football Outsiders, the Patriots have had the fourth toughest schedule the first month of the season. Although things are always changing, the Pats have the 11th easiest schedule the rest of the way. So, do you look at the teams? Because you look at the power rankings, most of the people like ESPN and others don't feel as great about the Patriots team. They drop down to like 26th. So that's kind of where they're living right now. But the fourth toughest schedule: Green Bay, Miami, Baltimore. All four, three of those teams are like probably top seven or eight, depending on whatever list you look at. So, do you feel better about that? I know, Mega, you do, but the competition.
Yeah, this was essentially my take yesterday, was that I don't think that they've lost to a bad team. So, you know, and they've, at the very worst, I think they've lost to pretty good teams. So I think that gives me a little bit of hope for going forward. Now, the point that they're in the schedule, this is why it's so awful that Mac Jones got injured when he did, because this is when, if you're going to have any shot at anything, at doing anything later in the season and contending for anything and going into the postseason or anything, you need to win out this stretch of the schedule. And when you're leaning on a third-string quarterback, as great as the kid was and as poised as he was and everything, it's a tough ask for six games.
So after a moral victory, you would actually feel like, you know, Detroit's coming here. We're going to beat them. We're better than them. Hell, we almost won in Green Bay. Oh, I mean, these fools, they can't stop anybody. So, right? I mean.
How do you feel?
I mean, oh, yeah?
How do you feel about it?
No, I mean, I feel like they're gonna have to score 35 points.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're going to have to. And I think that.
But is that right, though, Lou? Look, honest to God. So, you lost, but you feel really pretty damn good about yourself.
You feel good about the effort.
So, hey,
Sunday.
So now you're at home now. It should be easier.
No.
And they're not any better than you, right? No, their coach is young.
I just look at it individually. Like on Sunday, they look pretty good. I was, you know, I was happy. I was entertained. It went to overtime against a good football team. Now, all that good feelings could go out against the Detroit Lions because, you know, this 11th easiest schedule is basically just because of the next six games. And that takes you to the Jets after the bye. Because I guarantee you, after that Jets game, if they say the last seven, the Patriots will probably have the third or fourth toughest schedule in the NFL. But so these next six games, five before the bye, you know, this is when, if you thought they were going to win 9-10 games and be a fringe playoff team, this is when you were supposed to clean house. And I don't think you do.
Like, I don't, I heard a couple people, Boomer, whatever, they can win every single game. It's like, yeah, but they're favored by two against Detroit at home. They could also lose a lot of these games.
Yes.
Six games, they could go 2-4. They could go 3-3, and that's not good enough given what the last seven games look like.
Isn't that like the man in the mirror response, though? Like, hey, man, they can win every single one of these games. Yeah, but yeah, they can also lose every single one.
Can you explain that?
The man in the mirror. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite.
Is this a term?
I just made it up.
Okay. I don't get it.
The man in the mirror.
Let me explain to you.
If Boomer Esiason is staring into the mirror and he says, and he's looking at himself and he's saying, hey, you know what? They can win every single game. The reverse, the opposite of that would be the man, his reflection saying, but they could also lose it. I feel if you think about it too much, it doesn't hold up.
Is this something that happens to you?
No.
Is this an exercise that you do?
I feel like that's a pretty good little line. The man in the mirror, he would say the opposite.
Do we need to call
the
a doctor?
The man in the mirror. He's the still stuck on like Michael Jackson like right
this
now.
I think this is somehow connected to when Christian got lost coming back from the bathroom a couple weeks ago.
His reflection told him to take a right when his brain knew he should have taken a left.
Can we listen? Hey, the gray area rule is in effect here too.
Okay.
I should probably call it quits.
Yeah, I feel good. We're in the other room.
Gray
I feel
area?
Safe.
Okay, let's
you should,
go.
You should feel good about that. Are you excited about Dan Campbell week?
I'm trying to contain myself a little bit. It's Tuesday. I'm going to start getting excited tomorrow.
Christian,
we hear from him tomorrow?
Tomorrow we start. I feel like it should be Dan Campbell week.
Yeah.
We should have a segment dedicated to Dan.
I need to tell you something that might upset you a little bit.
Oh, no. He's not going to come? He's not going to be here? What did he do wrong? Did he get arrested?
I don't like Detroit.
Oh, I don't care about Detroit.
I don't like Detroit at all.
That's fine.
I don't like Detroit. Well,
can we dig into that a little bit?
Okay.
And I hate Detroit. I think it is the worst.
I think it's a cesspool.
Worst.
It's a terrible city.
Part of America.
Yeah, it is.
Wait.
The city sucks.
Like, when did you move out?
I lived there for 3 months. My parents are from there.
What are your fondest memories?
Well,
Wiggy was born in Brooklyn.
I was sent back there every summer.
Okay, good.
To hang out in Detroit.
I was hoping your memories weren't just when you were 3 months.
You know what? Can I get an early Christmas present?
I couldn't stand it.
What are the odds of us getting Dan Campbell on the show?
Slim to none.
Coaches don't do that, do they?
Sure they do. Vrabel did.
It's like
tight end you. I should call him up. But like, yo, tight ends.
All right.
Let's get
this guy on the show then. Because it is Wednesday. It's not Wednesday, but tomorrow's the day game. So it's time now to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, which is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Alex Cora. What do you say, Alex?
What's going on? Everything good?
Everything is good. So let's continue this conversation. I wanted to ask you.
Do you know Dan Campbell?
Are there moral victories in baseball?
Nah.
Too many games?
Not really.
Right?
Nah. I mean, just a few, you know? Like, we play so many games, you know? It's 162, so I don't know. I think there's W's and there's L's, and we go from there.
What about a moral victory, like, in a series? Like, you didn't win the series, but you competed really well.
We had too many moral victories this year like that. We play well. We lost the series. Let's talk about baseball.
I know the season's almost over, and, you know, obviously, you know, big win, Rich Hill, great job by him. But I want to look to the future, and I was just thinking about my own career and just how the exit, you know, meetings go. So if you were to have, do you sit and talk with every single guy on the team before the season, before they all leave for their vacation, off season?
Well, we talk with a few because their off season is going to be different because of the WBC. And then we'll try to meet, you know, we do actually exit meetings now over Zoom, you know, so it's different now with technology. You know, back in the day, you didn't have that when you played, so. We do those meetings. We talk about what happened during the season and what the plans are for the future. You know, with the guys that are 100% sure to come here, you try to catch up with the guys that, you know, they're probably going to be free agents in the upcoming days, but, all depends, you know, where you at and where you at contract wise and what's going to happen in the future.
Okay. So my question to you is, forget about the free agents, right? Cause there's some of them obviously, but if you were going to tell me the one guy that you're going to give the most, I guess, direction to, hoping that he comes back ready to make a difference, who would it be?
Wow. That's a good one. Casas is important, because of He's going to the Dominican, and I think he's playing until December 15th. And one thing we have to make sure is, yeah, you're going down there to compete, but you're going to work on a few things. And you have to make sure, as far as like workouts and all that stuff, you know, you're thinking about the Red Sox next year and not trying to get ready for the game that night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, Lou, and Lou, you play winter ball at one point in your career or not? Yeah,
Venezuela.
And you know how it is. Like you get caught up on winning, right? And then, hey, I gotta do well, because if not, you know, in winter ball, you go for 20, they're going to send you back to the States. So sometimes players get caught up on doing well in winter ball, and they don't think about the future, right? And this is a kid that we really like. We know he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish next year and the upcoming years. And we have to make sure, as far as like workouts and nutrition and everything that he needs to do to keep progressing as a big leaguer, he does it in the Dominican Republic. So that's a very important meeting for us.
Alex, earlier in the year, you told us that you don't necessarily see yourself managing for your entire career in baseball. Has that changed as you reflect on this season?
As far as like,
timeline or eventuality?
The timeline? No, I still believe my family will dictate that. Obviously, the Red Sox too. I just feel where we at family-wise is different than most of the managers, right? You know, I got a daughter who's a sophomore in college, but the twins, they're 5 years old. And we'll see in the offseason how it goes, you know. When we go back home, you know, baseball practice and soccer practice and school and all that stuff, all the fun stuff I've been missing the last few months. Now I got to be a dad again and take advantage of that and have fun with it. But I think it all depends how we feel as a family, how long I'm going to do it as a manager.
So you don't want to be a general manager anytime soon?
I mean, it's something that, as you guys know, I did before. I did it in, obviously, on a different scale, right? Winter ball and the WBC. But I think, you know, that's something that always intrigued me. But as of now, you know, this is where I belong. This is my passion. And I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy talking to you guys every Wednesday during the regular season and the playoffs. So stuff like this makes it special. Now, but all kidding aside, I love what I do regardless of the results. You know, this has been a very challenging season. We learn a lot. And obviously the goal is to make it better next year.
How hard would it be for you watching baseball for the next month? I know you'll be following it, but just seeing that playoff atmosphere, knowing it, experiencing it, and not being part of it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, my situation, I went through a lot the last few years, and, you know, I wasn't part of the game for a full season or whatever you want to call it, you know. So I still going to watch, you know, obviously, as a family, we're going to be pulling for the Mets, right? We want Joey to get a World Series ring as a coach there, and I will make sure that, you know, probably all depends what happens with the Braves and Mets. Probably I'll go and watch them play Friday and Saturday. And then over the course of the playoffs, if they keep advancing, then the family will fly to New York and watch them. You know, that's what he did with you know, with me a few years ago. You know, coming here as a fan, not as a baseball guy, just support your brother, and that's what we're gonna do throughout October. And hopefully, you know, from a family standpoint, you know, they can win it all.
So, you know, we mentioned the you know, the free agents and, you know, off-season conditioning and all that stuff, exit interviews. So obviously, you know, a lot of fans are not going to be able to see, possibly, you know, probably seeing some of these guys for the last time in a Red Sox uniform. You know, who knows what's going to happen with JD, you know, Nate Eovaldi, I mean, Xander. Do you have anything special for those guys, you know, their last game here coming up? Or is it just, what do you got? Anything?
Hopefully we play. You know, it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, and we don't want long nights here at Fenway, but, just to play, and we'll make sure, and hopefully the fans, you know, acknowledge them whenever we do something. There's a lot of guys pulling for JD to play the outfield tomorrow, but he hasn't done it in a while, and I'm not going to put him in a spot that he gets hurt going into the offseason, right? But that's something that some guys have been pushing for. We'll think about it. Bogey, he's playing tonight. He'll play tomorrow. Nate is pitching tonight. That's going to be a cool one. So I don't know. We'll decide what we do with them. But hopefully we have a good crowd here, and they acknowledge those guys for everything they've done for the organization the last handful of years.
As the season's closing, we are getting ready to say goodbye to Dennis Eckersley after an amazing broadcasting career for the Red Sox. What do you have to say about your interactions with him and just what he's brought to the fan base?
Cool guy, very honest, has passion for the Red Sox, and obviously I don't watch the games in that sense. Only when I had COVID, but I think Uke was doing those games. But as a person, he was always fair to me. As a play by play, I mean, what do you call it, Lou? Help me out here.
Caller guy.
Caller guy. Yeah, thank you. But he knows the game. He knows the game, and he calls it as it is. And I think people in the region and the people that, you know, watch our games, they really like him. And he has two more games, and hopefully we can go out there and play some good baseball, and he can have fun with it.
I want to ask you about Kike Hernandez, because obviously I think everybody wants – Bogey back here, right? That to me, that's like the first thing. Sign Bogey and bring his ass back here. But you think Kike can play short every single day?
I do believe Kike can play at any position every day. You see him, especially the last few weeks, that we have to play him at short, play him at second, obviously the center field part of it, but great arm, great instincts, good range, good first step. And he's a good defender. He's a lead in any position you put him. And that's one of the reasons we signed him last year, and there's a reason that we gave him one more year, because I think defensively he brings a lot to the equation regardless of where he plays. And offensively, you can tell the difference now compared to early in the season. He's healthy. He's putting good swings, and offensively I think he's going to be a lot better next year.
All right, Alex. Well, listen, man, we appreciate it all year long. We enjoyed you every single Wednesday, obviously a Tuesday here today, but enjoy the off season, and go hopefully Mets. We hear a lot of trumpets here this October for you.
Thank you. And as always, it's been a pleasure. It's been fun. Not the easiest season, but you guys make it very fair and fun every Wednesday. So be well, take care, and I'm here whenever you guys need me.
All thanks, right. Alex.
Thanks,
take
Alex.
It easy, Alex. All right.
Be well.
All right, bye-bye. You too. There you go. Alex Cora has been brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the WEI Red Sox Network. All right, when we come back, we get more into football again. Ross Tucker is going to join us at 3 o'clock. And is Robert Kraft having a little love affair with Bailey Zappi? We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back to the show again. Ross Tucker, top of the hour. Getting back into some Patriots. No word yet, really. No updates, right? On, like, the Brian Hoyer situation. Remember last week, we were just like, what's going on with Mac?
How about the Mac Jones situation? Yeah. We haven't gotten any updates in either. It's like, yeah.
That's true.
So we're all just supposed to sit here on our hands and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Both the starter and the backup quarterback, nobody knows. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
If Mac Jones was going to go to the injured reserve, don't you think that move would have happened already?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting point.
So it feels like it might be total speculation less than 4 weeks that he could be out.
Or if he's being told that it's, you know, longer because he just wanted surgery and they're saying, no, you can have you back. I'm not putting it in the IR because you should be having surgery. You know what I mean? But they didn't put him on, so obviously they felt like he could be back in
it is,
sooner.
It is funny. So last week, I feel like, you know, every person was, like, obsessed with, like, Mac and where he was. Yeah. And, you know, scoops by this person. It looks like he may play. Don't rule him out. Like, it's just everybody's on the Zappy train, right? Yeah. Everybody's on the Zappy train now. Like, you've seen enough. Like, moral victory, Zappy.
Been
Zappy,
zapped.
Moral victory.
No. I think
what a great interview he was.
Everybody aside from Wiggy wants Mac Jones back. But I think that there is no information. There's no leaks. There's nothing coming out from Rap Sheet. There's nothing coming out from Giardi about Mac Jones. So we're all just sitting here going, okay, I guess he's probably not going to play again this week.
I think they just gave up. I feel like they gave up. Like, that is weird, though. You should still be forcing the issue on whether or not he's playing or not. Like, is he playing better? Is he running? Is he twice as close as this week as it was last week?
Last Friday, we sat here, and it was like, Karen had the report that the ankle wasn't as severe as once reported. He was out on the field. Granted, he was standing still and not moving and throwing a football, but it turned into, no, don't rule him out. He's telling players, don't rule me out of this week. I mean, it was like this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday momentum. We just kept sitting there saying, it ain't happening. This is just gamemanship, you know, but it's not happening. But they were going down this road. So now here we are on Tuesday, and it's like, okay, can we get back to where we were on Thursday? To where, like, don't
obsessed
rule him out against
it.
Detroit. Yeah, obsessed with it. Everybody following him around, asking questions.
It's gonna start up again tomorrow because then it'll be who's out at practice. Is Hoyer there? What's Hoyer's situation? Is Mac there? Is Mac doing the weird scarecrow behind the net thing?
Is he doing the interview?
Yeah. These are all the questions that are going to be raised again. Right now, it's the quiet portion of the week because there's no practice, so it's just assistants talking, and I'm not sure they're even asking about Mac right now because they know they're not going to give them anything.
Who is doing the interview on Wednesday? It's got to be Zappy, right? It's not Hoyer.
I would think. Or do you do the same? You play the same game you played last week. Last week, don't you think on Wednesday they knew that he wasn't going to play, or on Monday, even with us, they knew he wasn't going to play. They did a Zoom because they didn't want to wheel him in a wheelchair or crutches. They didn't want anyone to
see
it.
That was Monday, and they had an obligation to the league. Because,
what about Wednesday?
And then Wednesday, Hoyer came out and did it.
That's right, Hoyer did. So there you go, Gotta be Zappy. Yeah,
probably Zap.
I'm fine with Zappy. Get to know him a little bit more. Maybe dig deeper, see what's really making him tick.
Get to know the man.
Get him going.
How about this one? Bill Simmons was on his podcast talking about Bailey Zappi and apparently the love that one Robert Kraft has for him.
One thing I heard is, you know, I have some Pat's birdies. Kraft loves Zappi. And Kraft thought he should have started this week over Hoyer. He's like all in on Zappi.
Not surprised. Are you surprised?
No.
It's drafted him. He's young. The other guy's old. It's like, all right, I want to like start seeing. I want a youth movement.
He probably loves Zappy because he reminds him of Mac. We know that Kraft loves Mac, so he's probably like, oh, here's kind of like Mac. Play the guy who's kind of like Mac.
Do you think there's any like first-year players that Robert Kraft doesn't love
on
the New England Patriots?
Like
last year, I'm sure he loved everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new draft picks, right? You bring it in, and it's like it's quarterbacks. He loves all of them.
You're named after a great prophet.
It's true,
like,
Isaiah.
I would say, like, for him not to love somebody, it's got to be there for like 3 or 4 years. He probably doesn't love Jonnu Smith right now. You know what I mean? Because he hasn't done anything.
What about Hunter Henry? Does he like Hunter Henry?
He liked him more last year than he does this year, right? So I think he just his first-year player. Of course, I think he likes him, but do you really believe that, I don't know, like Bill Simmons says he should have started him over Hoyer last week? Like, I don't agree with that. Not going into that game. I don't agree. Even though I want to see Zappy moving forward, but I don't agree with that.
But I do feel like it's already flipped. I feel like it's like, you know, Hoyer's never going to be a backup quarterback anymore. He'll be a third-string quarterback. I feel like that's already happened.
You believe that?
Really?
No, I said it feels like that's what's already happened.
Okay, you feel that way.
I guess he's moved up the depth chart. If he starts, yes. Hoyer will never be a backup quarterback for the Patriots again.
Don't you want to see what he looks like? Like, talk about Zappy.
I think that. Zappi's going to start.
See, I would
Zappi's
say
going to play and start this week.
As a fan, I want to see Zappi. I don't want to see Brian Hoyer. I never wanted to see Brian Hoyer in preseason. I don't want to see him in the regular season. It'd be different if this team was like 4-0 and I would sit there and say, okay, who gives you the best chance to kind of survive the next 2 weeks? Because you are a Super Bowl contender if you can just survive. That'd be different. Then I'd say probably Brian Hoyer gives you a better chance. But I don't really think this team is that team. So I want to see Bailey Zappi play. But if everybody's back, if Mac is back and Hoyer is back, I don't think Zappi's your backup. I think Bill would have Hoyer as his backup all day long. But you'd feel a little bit better because the kid at least got into a game if you needed it.
I just don't see – I mean, having Hoyer is a nice little luxury in the beginning
this
stages.
This last year.
In the beginning stages, you're not going to force Zappi. You just want him to learn. You want him to just kind of figure it out with the scout team. You'll give him reps every now and then just to make sure he's, you know, keeping his head in his book and he's being honest, not being lazy. But you really, the faster you can move Zappi number two, the better you are.
Well, I'll ask you this. The way that Simmons phrased that, he says he has little birdies down in Foxborough. Are we supposed to read into that comment as this is another case of a disconnect between Kraft and Belichick? That Kraft is saying, like, hey, we're drafting these players. I like these players. I want these players on the field, these young guys. And Belichick being like, well, I'm the coach. This is how I've always run it. So I'm having Hoyer in there because he's going to give me the best chance to win.
If you let the owner determine who starts and who, like, what do you think it would look like?
It would look like a Dan Snyder team.
Dallas.
You know what? Actually, it would look just like a Dan Snyder team. Who is he best friends with? Who does he like to kick back and smoke cigars with during practice? Like, that actually happened. Like,
so Kendrick Bourne would finally play?
Kendrick Bourne would be like, what position do you want to play?
Wait, you had teammates that were off smoking cigars when they should have been running drills?
I think if you're the owner, and especially...
Okay. With his helicopter.
Yeah. Was that Clint Portis?
Well, think about, like, Kraft. It's not a really surprise because... When they spent all that money, remember that a couple years ago when they spent that money, said we usually laugh at teams that do this?
Yeah.
And they know how important it is drafting and developing and everything else. So he's looking at it saying, okay, number one, if I pay you, I want you to play, Kendrick Bourne, and I want to start getting something out of you. Number two, we're going to rebuild this thing through the draft. So I'd rather see Bailey Zappi in there than Brian Hoyer. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather see Jones, both Joneses. I like Strange. Like, I want to see Tyquan Thornton, you know, bench. That's a nice drop. Cole Strange, dude. Seriously with the name. But, you know, when Thornton comes back, don't you think the owner will sit there and say, yeah, play him over Devontae Parker or even Aguilar, who I paid? Like, I want the drafts. That's how he knows. He knows how to build that thing.
There's a great text here to 37937. Kraft loves Zappi endings.
Well, that is true. We know that, as a matter of fact. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Ross Tucker.
In a way, there is.
NFL Odyssey Insider. He will join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.